and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. Today, we are going to be learning about something called pride. So, the Bible talks a lot about pride. Pride is thinking that you're great or really awesome. So, basically, pride is just being puffed up and full of yourself, right? So, people can be prideful about lots of different things. We can be prideful about how we look. We might think, oh, we look so great. How generous we are. People can even be prideful about how generous they are or about, you know, how much they pray or something religious. We can be prideful about how much we know and how much we have and lots of other things. So pride can permeate or like go through lots of different areas of our life. The Bible says pride is not good in the eyes of God. Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord." In Proverbs 6, haughty eyes are listed among the seven things the Lord hates. So haughty eyes is just basically another phrase for pride. When people are prideful, they generally think that they're better than others in some way or another. In Daniel chapter 4, we read about a king named Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. If you are in school right now studying ancient history, you probably are learning about Nebuchadnezzar in history. He was this really powerful king that conquered a lot of lands. In the book of Daniel, chapter 4, we read about Nebuchadnezzar and how he had a dream. And Daniel, a wise man of God, told him the interpretation of his dream. The interpretation was that the prideful King Nebuchadnezzar, because he was prideful, he would be made like an animal, like literally just live like an animal, until he knew God ruled in the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he chooses. So basically, until he knew God was the one in charge and not himself. Starting in verse 26 of Daniel chapter 4, let me go there. I'm going to read it together. Okay, so I'm going to start in verse 26 of Daniel chapter 4. In verse 26, Daniel is talking. And then we're going to read to the end of the chapter to see how this story, how this historical event plays out. It says, "And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree," this here is Daniel talking, and he's kind of explaining the dream, "your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules." Again, Daniel's talking to King Nebuchadnezzar about his dream. "Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity." Okay, and then Daniel stops talking, and in verse 28 we read, "All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, 'Is not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? Or is this not great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?' While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, 'King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken. The kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like birds. At the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth and his ways justice. And those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. Okay, so that was our reading for today from Daniel. Basically, to recap, Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, got really prideful, and he was saying like, "Oh, is this not Babylon? I built it for myself by my might and my power, and I'm just so great, and my kingdom is so glorious, and I'm just so great." He was really prideful, but God put him down. He was made like an animal. Basically, I think probably a little insane. He lived like an animal and ate grass for a period of time, until he was restored, his understanding was returned to him, and he praised the King of Heaven, God, the Most High. And God was able to put Nebuchadnezzar down. He's able to put those down who walk in pride. So, it's important to be humble. It's very important to be humble according to the Bible. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 7, says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Lots of people struggle with pride, but we can pray and ask God to help us in our weakness. We can pray to him and thank him for how much he has loved us in giving us his only son. We can thank him for how much he thinks about us and cares for us. And we can ask him to help us in our weakness, to give us humility instead of pride, and that we might know that he is the all-powerful one, to whom all glory and honor and praise belongs. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.